Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is Do You Say or Do You Go? And the reason that we're talking about this is because when you consider employment today, you need to consider entrepreneurship or something where you're working on the internet for someone from home. There are companies being established. The problem is they're not going the typical route of opening up a storefront, putting a lot of money in up front before they even get their product up and running or can even prove that it works. So why not look at alternatives? When you aren't getting results, it's easy to find excuses. The problem is that everyone can justify their behavior or lack thereof, but until we get responsibility for our results, we will not move ahead. Don't rationalize your procrastination. Glue your butt to the seat and get to work. Identify the solutions to the obstacles in your life. Eliminate the rationalizations to stop you from getting work done and start taking action. Rationalizations are generally convenient evasions of reality and are used as excuses. I find people fascinating. Not long ago, I was waiting at a stoplight, and I saw a guy walking down the road who looked like he should have been on stage with the Grateful Dead. I look at people like that, and I have this natural interest to know the story behind those people. On one hand, people are extremely unique. We have billions of unique beings running around all over the place. On the other hand, it seems that all people end up in one or two groups. You have the talkers. You have the doers. You have people who say they will do things and people with little need for talking that just get on with the doing. Which path do you think leads to a fuller life? They say talk is cheap. It's worse than cheap because if you're not awake and aware, it's easy to fool yourself into believing that talking is progress. It's not. I've heard that enough times to know that talking gets you nowhere. From what I've seen, it seems like some talkers talk because they're more interested in the validation of their big plan by others than they actually are in making those plans happen. Living for validation for others is a dead end. And if you start doing it, you're in for a long and miserable road. The question that I ask myself is, why aren't there more doers? What it takes to be a doer. I remember years ago, I used to have this nasty habit of being a talker. I don't really remember the specific situation, but I do very well remember the feeling I had over and over again. Here's how the cycle went. I'd get involved with a person, a project, and there'd be grand plans. Time would pass without a lot of forward-moving action on my part. If the person asked about the grand plans, I'd start talking again. I was a good talker and good at rationalizing any lack of progress. In the end, not much happened. Why did I do this over and over again? It's not because I was trying to screw someone over. The real reason was because I was scared. I was scared of saying no when initially presented with the idea. Very simple, but that's the truth. It's hard to do something when you want to be doing something else. Certainly, some people are talkers simply because they don't want to work. They are, for lack of better words, lazy. Those people are easy to spot. But I think there's another reason that people choose talking over doing. I think a lot of people talk because they're not doing what they want to be doing. Instead, they feign interest with words. Who they're trying to fool, I don't know. But it's a very destructive habit to have. I know this. Most people do what they think they should do, not what they want to do. And how exciting is that? Not very. Now, and let me back up here and let me go through and tell you a little story. Back when I was in college, I had a mother who was telling me, go be a teacher. And you know what? I knew that teaching kids was not my calling because you had to be a good disciplinarian. And for me, that was not something that I truly wanted to do. So I grew up with a disability where there just were not a whole lot of opportunities for people with disabilities. So I had to figure out what it was and how I was going to make my place in the world, not live the life that someone else chose for me to live. And the fact of the matter was that back when I was in college, women didn't have a whole lot of opportunities. They either worked as secretaries or they worked as teachers. So, you know, the fact that I took the road that I took, it ended up getting a degree in mental health and psychology and understand behaviors, then what that has allowed me to do is that I basically was before my time, because today I can work as a career coach and I can understand how people's behavioral patterns affect who they are and how they succeed in life based on how they were raised and the encouragement they got from the home to be independent, to think for themselves, instead of conforming to society, because we're all taught to work and conform to society and not buck the system. But, you know, sometimes you have to learn how to buck the system. And I've got a baby sister that she always went along with what other people told her what to do. And even though she was good in math and wanted to go into accounting, she went into teaching. Why? Because that's what my mother encouraged her to go into and kept telling her, oh, but then you have the summers off and you can do what you want to do and you can travel and you can go here and you can go there. And guess what? My sister ended up teaching in special ed. This does not respect her own sister, so you know she didn't respect her students, and retired. And during her summers, where would she go? To New York to visit her mother. She never really did anything where she was going to enjoy herself or do something that she could bring back to her kids the next year. So that's also someone that's not a doer. So how do you want to be what you want to be, and how do you think about changing? So why did I do this over and over again? It's not because I was trying to screw someone over. The real reason was because I was scared. And this goes back to, you know, people tend to be scared. People live within their comfort zone. They're afraid to go outside of that comfort zone. And, you know, you have to learn how to get out of your comfort zone, because that is when you're going to grow. And the idea is to help you grow. It's hard to do something when you want to be doing something else. Certainly, some people are talkers simply because they don't want to work. They are, for lack of a better word, lazy. Those people are easy to spot. But I think there's another reason that people choose talking over doing. I think a lot of people talk because they're not doing what they want to be doing. Instead, they feign interest with words, but they're trying to fool, I don't know, but it's a very destructive habit to have, and I know this. And you know, that's it. When people feel insecure about who they are, they will constantly belittle the next person because that makes them feel important. My mother did it, my baby sister does it, both of them, and all they ever talk about is what the next person has in the bank, the kind of car they drive, the kind of home they live in. You know, those things are superficial. The idea is to live within your means enjoy doing. Most people do what they think they should do and not what they want to do. And how exciting is that? Not very. Now, I'm sure a sentence like that is going to create quite a reaction in some of the people. Well, I have bills to pay and a family to feed. They might say, you can't just expect me to shirk my responsibility and go off after what I want. Of course not. I certainly wouldn't recommend being irresponsible, but I would recommend that you go after what you want without exception. Being miserable is no better than being irresponsible. What else are you here to do except to do what makes you fulfilled? So, why don't people do what they really want to do? Because they will fail. Another reason not to be a doer is because it can scare you to death, especially if you're new at it. And remember, the biggest thing that people talk about is failure. But you know, the only way to succeed is to try something. And if you fail, keep trying until you succeed. Because think about it, Edison, who developed the light, how many times did he fail before he was successful? So you don't, trial and error is how you succeed. So what are you going to do that's going to help you grow as an individual, and how are you going to face your fears head on? Because facing your fears is what will help you succeed. Another reason not to be a doer is because it can scare you to death, especially if you're new at it. Transitioning from a life characterized by talking into one of doing moves your chances of failing at the same point to just about 100%. It's pretty much a sure thing. I couldn't handle that for a long time, and so I didn't commit. Too scary. Committing to what you want and taking action based on that really puts you in a position where it's going to be obvious to someone when you screw up. Talking about your plans keeps you safe from ever having to experience that. But if you can muster the courage to push through and become a doer, that's a nice surprise waiting for you on the other side. Because when you screw up, fall flat on your face, and realize that you haven't died, well, that's a liberating moment in one's life. I can tell you that. You face your fear and move past it. And from that point forward, the fear will no longer control you and keep you small. We have a choice to go after what we want or to learn how to take what we want. I recommend you do both. Actually, provide you get the order right. Go after what you want first and then be accepting of what you get. Rinse and repeat. Do what you want. Live life on your terms. Start to act in the direction of your dreams. You don't need anyone to tell you it's okay to want what you want. All you need is your own approval. From there, it's about action. And, you know, the biggest thing that people need to learn is to love themselves and to accept themselves for who they are. And guess what? You do that, you are going to be the person that you truly want to be. And not let others tell you what you should be. Learn from your mistakes. Learn to think for yourself. Because the biggest thing that people have as a problem is, guess what? They let others live their lives through them. You know, our parents, even though they mean well, they're just repeating the behaviors and the things that were done to them when they were a child. Because somewhere along the line, they had a parent that dictated to them how they should live their life instead of encouraging them to be independent, to think for themselves, and to go out there and make a life for themselves. So let's consider some of the things that you need to do. First of all, you need to have a plan for success. And that plan needs to be written down. Then you have to set goals for yourself. And that goal has to be written down in a way that's achievable. Don't expect to be the end result to come without you having to do A, B, and C first. Because, you know, if you try to bite off too much of something before you even get the opportunity to do the thing and try it out, and don't be afraid of failure because you learn from failure. Think about all of the things that you need to do that's going to help you get what you truly want in life. And the first thing that you remember is each one of us has different behavior patterns. These different behavior patterns, when we work together as a group, help us get to the mission or the goal that we want. And I've been talking to someone for several years, and he was starting out in one business, and along the way, he kind of moved into something else where he's doing starting a business about health care and wanting to know how to make sure that the people that he hires have the credentials that he wants. And along the way, he was talking to someone who had a moving company and worked with some of the people who were moving who had a lot of antiques and things that they wanted moved in a way that nothing would happen to them. And what's happened is that along the way, he's kind of formed these two things into a business. And I've been giving him suggestions along the way on what to do. And now he's got some investors. Guess what? Now I'm going to be on the board of that company earning a stipend just because I was willing to and understood that by giving him the information that he needed. It may not have been bringing to me the financial security that I needed right now, but you know what? It's been a couple of years now. He's to a point where he's going to be able to pay me, and because I've given him good advice, then he considers my knowledge important to him. And in fact, what happened was he recently called me because he needed to some input, because he has a friend that does IT, and in talking to the guy was assuming that he could come into this company and start earning the salary that he has working for the university that he's working for, where he doesn't want to be. And since this company is not solvent financially and doesn't have the consistent business that's bringing in the money to begin with, the only thing he could offer this person is a consultancy. And he was asking me my opinion. And when I explained it to him, he was saying that, you know, that was along the lines of what it was that he was thinking. And it took him a while to sit down and explain this to his friend. But eventually his friend understood that right now there's no position with this company, but down the road, as the company starts to grow, as they need to bring in a chief operating officer with his skills, then there will be that opportunity. So think about it. There are so many things that you can do today that can help you get where it is you truly, truly want to be in business. So think about all of the things that you need to do. How are you going to put yourself into that position where you can go after what you want first and then be accepting of what you get? And remember, and like they said, rinse and repeat, because if you keep repeating your behavior and certain things may not work out for you the way they want it to, but if you keep working towards your goals, then guess what? You will get there. The idea is you write it down. You plan for it. You look for the things that you truly need to do that are going to help you get where it is that you truly want to be. And understand that, guess what? All of the things that you do will get you all of the things that you truly want in life. The idea is to know what it is that you want and how to go after it. And think about all the things that you can do that can help you get what it is that you truly want in life. Because when you understand what things are that you truly want in life, and you have a goal, and you plan that goal, then that's going to get you what it is that you truly want. So let's look at how do you set a goal. A goal is something that you work towards. A goal could be buying a car. So first you got to look at, okay, you need to buy a car. What? How much money would that take? Okay, it's going to take, say, $15,000. Well, what would it take for you to earn $15,000? Is it going to take you 6 months? Is it going to take you 9 months? Is it going to take you a year? And that is extra money that you have coming in other than what your salary is so that you can cover your expenses. So what alternatives are out there? What are the things that you can do that could put you into the position that you want to be in to help you grow as an individual? And you know, many times people will, like, and the idea is, I remember many years ago when I was working for the state of New York doing welfare recertification, and I wanted to get back to Georgia. And what I did was I put my name on into the merit system and for certain positions, and then when they would call me, I would go down, and I took my vacation time, and I would go down, and I would get these interviews and stay in a hotel while I was there. And you know what? I remember a supervisor telling me, well, why don't you just quit your job? And I'm like, look, I'm not in that position where I can just quit my job and not have an income and go somewhere and get a place to live and be there to interview. I have to wait till I have the guaranteed income, because even though I was living with my mother and I didn't have the overhead, if I went on my own, because my mother was abusive and very negative and only wanted me living with her, I would not have the support from her to help me to get what I wanted in life. In fact, I did get the job in Valdosta. I was honest, the first 6 months was a probationary period. And then when I lost that job because they did not want to give me the permanent status, then guess what? I had to figure out how I was going to support myself. And entrepreneurship was something that I planned on going into anyway, but I ended up being forced into it almost immediately, and it was trial and error for me. But I did figure out a way over time to succeed based on the failure that I was struggling with. And there were several times that I was homeless. And I know that my mother was not someone that I could turn to, and she was not going back and staying with her just till I found another job was not an answer, because in her eyes, I'm handicapped. Not I'm someone with a disability with ability, but that I was handicapped. So in that term, it was up to me to figure out how I was going to be successful and how I was going to achieve my goals in life. And you know, I did 3 or 4 or 5 different things just to generate an income for myself so that I know I can keep the roof over my head. And I also learned that I couldn't sit down and discuss this with my family, because they were always going to be negative and they were never going to say anything nice or encouraging to help me to succeed at anything that I chose to succeed. And even when I lived with my mother and I worked for the state of New York doing welfare recertification, anytime I went out and bought something for myself, they were so angry and so jealous, and all they could tell me is how I was overspending money and over this, over that. And it was never an encouraging word, you know. And the thing is, she was not going to buy me the things I wanted. In fact, now and for a long time, I had to figure out how I was going to buy my own shoes, because they wouldn't even help me buy shoes or clothes. So I've learned one of the things that I'm going to do that's going to help me to succeed and grow as an individual, because I could not count on the people that were supposedly supposed to love me and be there to help me. So, you know, if there are things that we can do to help ourselves to succeed, the idea is, how are you going to do those things that are going to help you get where you want to be without being dependent on someone else? Because when you get the things that you truly want in life, then guess what? You will succeed. So think about that. Think about the things that you need to do that are going to help you go and grow as an individual. For so many of us, we tend to let other people live their lives through us and through our success, instead of learning to love and respect ourselves for who we are, understanding what is our natural behavior, what are our goals in life, and help us do the things that are going to help us get what we truly want in life. Because you have to live your life for yourself. You can't live it for someone else. And you have to let what other people think of you bounce off your back. You can't be thin-skinned, because people are going, especially if they don't truly know who you are, guess what? If they see or hear one thing bad about you, they're going to take it and run with it, because it makes them feel powerful, powerful to criticize someone else. So, you know, and if you're insecure because you buy into everything, you have to learn how to read between the lines, see the things for what they are. You have to learn to gain good judgment. Because when you have good judgment, then it will allow you to be able to determine what your goals are in life, how you're going to get there and work towards them, and who is someone that is supportive that will help you get to the goals that you want in life. Because there are too many people out there that are insecure themselves and jealous of what you have, and because they're a failure or a very unsuccessful, or they're afraid to try something, they are going to try to hold you back, because that gives them power. So are you going to let others have power over you, or are you going to take control of your life? Because when you take control of your life, then guess what? You will achieve the things that you truly want in life. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the #1 personalcareercoach.com, and you can get individual or group coaching, because, you know, today entrepreneurship is the way to go. Because there are, and in fact, what it is there are companies that are looking to hire someone, but they want their business is done over the internet. That means that what you need to consider is that you are going to work with someone online, helping them promote and sell their products and earn commissions or profit sharing just by helping them grow. And that is where business is going today, and how are you going to look at that